Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. After a few warm, sunny days last week, the forecast for this week is for cooler temperatures with a chance for some rain and snow in some parts of South Dakota. But there are patches of green here and there as brown gives way to more colors. Joining us now to answer your lawn and garden questions is Julie Hoffman of East River Nursery in Huron. And Julie, welcome back to Dakota Midday for another spring.
It's been a long winter, Carl. It's good to be back.
And if you have any questions for Julie, you can email midday@sdpb.org, or you can give us a call at 800-524-3604. Were people out and about in their yards last week in Huron with the warm temps?
They were. Everyone thought it was spring was here, and they were really getting to work on their yard and gardens. We were very busy Friday and Saturday. A lot of people putting in compost and dirt and rock and gravel and sand and doing all sorts of outdoor projects. So it was a very good weekend, but as you said, it has cooled off again now, and that's slowing things down a bit.
There hasn't been anything particularly unusual about these first couple of weeks of spring. Is there? It's just this is pretty much the way spring goes.
It is. It's a South Dakota typical spring, you know, that you get up in the morning and it might be beautiful, and by the day ends you might have everything from a snowstorm, rainstorm, wind gusts, gales, to beautiful 70-degree temperatures, and I guess that's what we expect when we live in the state.
When we have these warm temps, like last Friday and Saturday, is it good for us to get out and do that work that, you know, are there some things we still shouldn't be doing yet?
You know, doing that work to some degree is good. I probably wouldn't get in a real big hurry to, say, uncover those hybrid tea roses or some of those more tender perennial flowers. Some of those things would still benefit from being under wraps for a while. I've had people that have done them too early. You know, you get that urge in the springtime, but we can have more damage done on those things, especially if they've been under those warm covers of your mulch and compost and things. So best to hold off on those for another week or two yet. Normally, our last average frost date is around Mother's Day weekend in South Dakota, so we can still have some cold, pretty, you know, cold temperatures and things that might do harm to your plants.
How about doing things like seeding lawns, or maybe repairing parts of lawns that are dead?
That certainly can be done if you're dry enough to work. We always tell people, make sure you're not working in mud. I mean, if you work the soil when it's too wet or damp, you'll end up with hard clay in a lot of places in South Dakota. So if it's tillable or friable, as we say, workable, you certainly can do that. But one thing to keep in mind is that if you're putting down that grass seed or repairing lawn areas, the seed will not germinate till soil temperatures warm to about 60 or 65 degrees. And in many places it has not done that yet. Heard some farm reports, you know, soil's getting up 55 or so, we're getting close, but what'll happen, you'll put that seed down and it will lay there dormant until the soil temperatures do warm up. So don't expect it to pop up right away.
All right, well, Julie, we're getting some email questions for you. Here's one from Chris in Sioux Falls. How important is it to put some sort of plastic guard on the bottom of my two young autumn blaze maple trees?
You know, what we tell people on maples, but for any of your trees, if they're very young, before they form that really rough bark, their mature bark, is that it's critically important to keep the base of the tree, keep the lawnmowers, the weed eaters, feeding rabbits, rodents, or anything away from those trees. The vascular system for water uptake and nutrient back and forth between the root system and the top of the tree is right underneath the bark of those young trees. And we see a lot of damage done by weed eaters and lawnmowers. You scuff the side of the tree that one time with the lawnmower, that basically cuts off the root system from the top of the tree on that side of the tree once you have that damage. So it's critically important. The question, you know, a plastic guard is good, but we even recommend, you know, pulling out the grass, not having grass all the way up to the tree, mulching it with some compost or wood mulch or something like that. Keeping all that equipment away from the base of the tree is very important.
What should we be doing as far as taking care of our trees in regards to trimming them and that sort of thing?
now is an excellent time for that dormant pruning. We're doing a lot of fruit trees before everything starts leafing out. You can see the structure on fruit trees, that sort of thing, to open them up, make sure you get a lot of light and air and good circulation in those trees. So dormant pruning is great. The one thing you may not want to dormant prune right now, though, is the maples, because, of course, the sap is flowing quite strongly, and I've even had people who dormant pruned late last fall or early this spring that are experiencing some of that weeping or sapping from the maple trees from where they did those cuts. And it's not going to hurt the tree. Some people get quite alarmed when they see all that sap oozing down the side of the tree. It's just we've got so much root pressure right now from all the warm weather, and the maples, of course, are the very precocious in the spring. They're the first ones to want to leaf out, so you're going to see a lot of that.
We have an indoor question here. What are your guidelines for feeding houseplants this time of year?
Well, we tell people it might be a tad bit early to be feeding. When you've got your houseplants, of course, we don't have as much natural light in the wintertime. Our day lengths are shorter, and that's kind of, I compare it to your houseplants being on vacation. You don't want to fertilize them too much, or you'll get a lot of that lanky, kind of light yellow growth on them. It's not that healthy, stocky green growth. But as our day lengths get longer and we get more natural light in the home, and we're seeing that, it stays lighter, longer at night, we're cheering for that, you can start doing some more fertilizing. And if you've got just a regular houseplant fertilizer, something like that, that you can do maybe every couple of weeks on your houseplants, that would benefit them greatly, starting probably about the end of April into May and continuing through the summer months when we've got lots of good natural light.
What about the plants that we bring in during the winter months, some of the more fragile plants? When is it time to start bringing them outside once we get to well above freezing and past the frost date?
What we tell people, if you've bought those you know, your geraniums, some of our tropical things like your hibiscus, mandevilla vines, those sorts of things. I know people that, a lot of people that bring those in for the winter. What we tell them, most of them, as we in case point the hibiscus, mine right now are looking like deer antlers. There isn't much left on them for leaves, which is normal. They do tend to go dormant because they're such high light users, and unless you've supplemented light with those, they will lose most of the leaves for the winter. But as we're approaching now, as I said, the longer day lengths, what we recommend to people doing is about the end of April, cutting them back quite harshly. My tree form of my hibiscus gets cut back about halfway in the springtime. And then as we get more light, I start to gently fertilize, not real strong, about a half-strength fertilizer, a liquid fertilizer, and what you'll see is all these brand-new shoots and new growth coming on the plants. And then as the weather warms, we recommend kind of acclimating those plants, setting them out for a few hours a day, bringing them back in, setting them out again, and then once danger of frost is past, they can go out for the summer months.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on SDPB Radio. We're talking with Julie Hoffman of East River Nursery, and we were talking about grass a few minutes ago. Here's an email question about ornamental grasses, adding ornamental grasses to landscape. Do you have any recommendations as to what does best in South Dakota, as well as some guidelines about placement and use?
As far as the ornamental grasses go, if you've done any research online or in books or whatever you're reading, a lot of our ornamental grasses, they say, are Zone 5. And traditionally in South Dakota, especially for us here and northward, we've been a good Zone 4 or even Zone 3 if you get up in the northern part of the state. But what we're finding, and I'm not sure what the explanation is for this, but a lot of the Zone 5 grasses are doing very well in our area, whether it's weather change or what you want to contribute that to. So some of the ones that we find that are the hardiest and the best, the Calamagrostis, the Carl Forrester grass. That's the one that you see. It's very vertical, straight up in the air, fits well in tight spaces, and is very well-mannered. It's not a spreading grass, so it's not going to try to take over the whole garden by planting them. They stay very nicely clumped. They're very good for vertical accents, the corners of houses or alongside of a gate or something like that. We see those. Another one that we love are the switch grasses, and you may be familiar. I know I have lots of farmers that come in and wonder why we're selling switchgrass as an ornamental when they can go out in the field and get it. But there are some varieties that we absolutely love. Shenandoah is a beautiful switchgrass, and what we especially love about Shenandoah is that it turns in the fall, once we get a few cooler temperatures into September, October, the leaves on the plant turn purple. So you've got that beautiful purple fall foliage, and you've got the really neat seed heads that quiver in the wind. So Shenandoah switch is another very favorite. In the miscanthus also grasses, we've got some favorite, the variegated miscanthus, the silver variegated, beautiful. I have that one in my garden. Gets about 5 feet tall. I love it when the sunshine backlights it in late summer. It has that variegated creamy green and white foliage, beautiful plumes, which I leave on through the winter. Very good winter interest on a lot of those grasses. And of course, there's probably at least 30 or 40 more we could talk about. We would spend the whole time on grasses if we wanted to. So people are interested, they can give me a call and I can give them some more recommendations.
All right, and we only have about 45 seconds left, but I want to get this last question in. It's about bulbs, seeing a lot of bulbs for sale right now. Is it safe to plant them or should we wait a while yet?
I would wait a while. Again, ground temperature is very important, especially with those warm weather bulbs, gladiolas, dahlias. All of those things like the ground to be very warm before you put them in. If you put them in too early, you could have them rotting or not growing at all. So I would wait a few more weeks with the bulbs.